Okay, the NBA conversation always continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And last week, we hit it hard, our coverage of the formidable Western Conference. Let's narrow our focus on the Eastern Conference and shine the spotlight on the Indiana Pacers, because this is a franchise that has been dealt many setbacks and ravaged by injuries. They're looking to get back on track after muscling through a very difficult stretch and now hosting their next three games at home with Sacramento, Detroit, and Cleveland. Joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line is the Vice President of Communications and Television Analyst for the Indiana Pacers. He is here to provide some insight on his blue and gold. That is the great Quinn Buckner. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us at YSR.
How are you? It's nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. Well, here it is. It's Friday night. Another big challenge in the Eastern Conference, as you guys are going to be hosting Sacramento on Saturday night at home. It's a 7 o'clock tip at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Here we are, Quinn. We're just past the midpoint of this season. You guys have faced so much adversity, as I was just talking about, with all these injuries. Who or what is giving the Pacers hope that you can right the ship in the second half of the season?
The nature of our organization is that we're all pretty positive about what you have. I don't think you can ever be negative because things haven't gone your way. We got a significant blow in the summer. You lose a starter in Lance Stephenson, and then you lose your best player. So you lose 20% of anything that's going to impact you. But there's also an opportunity, and that's the way the organization and Larry Bird have looked at it, to try to see guys that can get better. George Hill was injured. David West was injured. Mm-hmm. Roy was injured. So if you've had all of those kind of adversities, what are the character? What's the makeup of your team? Who are the guys you can count on when people get healthy, when Paul is back full speed? Then you look at what you have and then figure out what you need to add to it. It's a little bit like any meal. Listen, I don't know if you cook. I don't really do a lot of it. But anyway, at some point you put it in, you see how it's bubbling up, uh-huh. And you do a little taste test and see, all right, it needs a little this, a little that. And that's what the Pacers are doing now. They're looking at it while it's boiling to see who are the guys that step up. Those that don't will probably have to find their happiness somewhere else. And then you just go from there. And I think that's the only approach you can take.
You know, the president of basketball operations, you just said it, Larry Bird, at the start of the season, he said it best, that this is a franchise that has had its setbacks in the past, but they have demonstrated their ability to recover. Now, of course, he said that after Paul George's devastating injury, but he has faced adversity and you guys' bounce-back ability.
Well, yeah, I think that's because that's what leadership has always talked about. I mean, Donnie Walsh had it before Larry, and Donnie Walsh, who's the great GM and president of basketball operations, is still here. He's very much involved. Larry's involved and makes sure that he imprints and impacts this organization and particularly the team with that feeling of the circumstances are what they are. You can't do anything about the circumstances.
Right.
You can do something about how you handle and or react to those circumstances, and that's got to be in a positive way. The only thing you have control over is how hard you prepare, how hard you play in the course of the game. Sometimes shots don't fall, so his first emphasis, believe it or not, is as good an offensive player as Larry is, just make ourselves to continue to be a solid defensive team. Now, that's happened. But in this league, as you know, it's difficult with the Pacers, Cavs, and the Cavs have figured it out as well as others, Sacramento. You've got to be solid defensively. You can score, but you got to defend. And that's what the Pacers are trying to do effectively. And what's happened here, in addition, is that there have been some struggles because you've got a number of people who are in and out of a lineup. And in your chemistry class, they always tell you, you got to be careful about adding too many variables because you don't know how each variable affects that, Petri dish. So
yeah.
You got a little bit of that going on. And I know I get a little philosophical about it, but it is really that way in everything you do in life. But at the end of the day, you prepare, take care of what you can take care of, and work as hard as you can. The rest of it will come along, and then you make your adjustment as you need to.
You know, Quinn, it's very interesting listening to you. I think back, you had a 10-year career in the NBA. You won a title back in 84 with the Celtics, but it wasn't all smooth sailing. I mean, what kind of advice, or do you give advice to the guys when they're dealing with, as we're talking about, these injuries and just kind of muscling through difficult situations?
Well, I tell them, first of all, you got to be smart about injuries. Because you only have, and be smart about them. This is your livelihood, but be smart about your body. I'm telling them that you make sure that you're putting, high octane in your body. So make sure you eat right, sleep right. Those are important, the really important ingredients, because you're playing against such high level players. But we also, I've talked to some of them about how they prepare. Are you preparing in practice like you want to play in the game? And then, you know, they'll do what they want with that. But at the end of the day, getting down about any circumstances is not something that you need to stay down about. It's okay that you're emotional about it to the degree that it sticks to you and you use it in your preparation to do the same task you have to do the next day. And if that fuels you, then it makes sense. So it's about staying as positive about the circumstances as you can be, because anything other than that, I think, is foolish. And what can happen with that is guys will be in these circumstances, and in 10 years, most of them, some less, some more, you will be out of the game and you say, you know what, I should have done what I needed to do, which is make sure I prepared. I shouldn't have been worried about what was going on with me. And that's what I think you want to make sure guys understand and people understand in any circumstance. Because, listen, this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is life. This is real.
That's a great point. Hey, the Vice President of Communication and Television Analyst with the Indiana Pacers, Quinn Buckner, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Here we are. We're highlighting some of the players. But what about head coach Frank Vogel? I mean, how has he guided the Pacers through a very difficult season?
Well, Frank is a positive person, and that's really what he's been very, very adamant about to the guys. Stay positive, even in games when the team doesn't play well. He'll admit the team didn't play well, but by the time he gets around to talking to them, if not that night, in preparation for the next game, he's come up with the things that went well and were very positive. And I think that's important with the guys that we have. You have to stay positive with them, but I think you have to stay realistic about it too. And I think Frank and his staff have done a good job with that. And I think Larry Bird will enter into that conversation, but very, very seldom, to make sure that guys don't get too carried away if things are going, you know, really good, and too low if things are going bad. So I think it's a balance of the organization. I try to limit my input until guys come and speak with me. And I share the same philosophy, because I think those are the same philosophy all of us should have in any life endeavor, is that you have to move on. You have to persist, get to the other side. All of the cliches, well, there's a reason that they're still around. They're warranted, and if you do them the right way in terms of your preparation and making sure you do it at a high level in terms of effort, the rest of it eventually comes around.
Quantify for us, Paul George, just what you guys have missed the most in terms of, I mean, obviously his leadership, his presence, his poise, and how is Paul doing?
Well, first of all, Paul George this past season was one of the top 15 players, not in the Eastern Conference, in the league.
Yeah.
All NBA. And when you're talking about that kind of play, to quantify that would be difficult. But clearly he's a scorer. He would know where the ball is going to go. All of that defensively is where he made his name. When he first came in the league, the thing that I noticed as I was doing the broadcast was his instincts defensively. And because he was not a confident offensive player, for people who don't know, when he came in the league, he was not a confident offensive player. He got all of his kudos and his adrenaline and all of those good vibes you get in your brain for succeeding off of defense. Well, he's become a much better offensive player because he decided that he wanted to try to impact the game on the other side. And the staff talked to him, Frank Vogel included. So you're talking about a guy that can impact the game at any moment. One of the challenges you have with teams that go through the kinds of challenges the Pacers have is, do you have somebody that can bring you some energy or create a play on either side of the ball that ignites the team? Well, Paul could do that at any moment of the game. If it's going good for the Pacers, if it's going bad for the Pacers, either way, he can do it from defensive position, from a rebound, from just getting a steal, and just getting a steal and doing a 360 dunk. All of that added in is part of what you miss. So quantifying that would be hard in any analytic situation, but from a pure chemistry situation, you got to look at this as well. With him out of the lineup, now you have some people in position to try to do some things that they really aren't capable of doing, and because they're in different positions, and they didn't train for that. So they're not prepared to do what they need to do. So, again, quantifying it is very difficult, but those are the various ways that I can come up with, and that was not exhaustive, I'm sure, of how Paul George impacts a game. That's why when you lose a top 15 player, that's how you get really impacted.
So much more I want to get into talking about the Indiana Pacers, but we are flat out of time. We've been going one-on-one with the VP of Communications and Television Analyst for the Pacers, the great Quinn Buckner. Always an open invitation. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. You stay warm up there in Indiana, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good time down there.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close.